All right. Welcome back to the Sports Guru. This is your host, Tyler Brown. This show I've been having for a little bit since the pandemic first started. I know you haven't heard my voice in a while. Feels good to be back. Like I was saying, I had the show since the pandemic, and I kind of been on and off about it. I'll post here, then I'll take a little break, then come back. But I decided to start it back up since the NFL season started. And, you know, I was asking people if I start back up with people's support, and people saying, yeah, you know, the support, they'll tune in. Even a few of my friends said they'll even get on here with me to get on the show. So I appreciate all the support and love. So I'm here. I'm back. We're going to start this back up. NFL season is around, as you know. It's week one was just this past weekend, and we're going to get into that. But before I get into that, I want to just, you know, backtrack and just recap, kind of catch up with you guys on, you know, my life and what's been going on. So the last episode I made was back in November of last year, close to Thanksgiving. That was the last episode I made. But now I'm here. Ever since then, I got a car this year. I also graduated college, which is a big accomplishment to me. I got my degree in media arts. As you guys know, I want to be a sports analyst. My goal is to be on TV. So, you know, I'm looking for jobs in that field and stuff of that sort of that nature. Still trying to figure life out and stuff like that. You know, just catching up, guys, on what's been going on, updating my life, as you can say. I'm currently, you know, like I said, still trying to go to my career path and make the moves I want to make to set myself up to be successful as possible. So, you know, just I'm out the way, working, stuff like that to, you know, have money in my pocket, of course. You know, I got to have money in your pocket and stuff like that. But I hope everybody is good. You know, it feels good to be back on this Wednesday evening as we're approaching. Feels good to be back. Hope everybody is good. Hope everybody is doing well, living life, being blessed, staying out of trouble, and, you know, achieving their goals so what they want to do in life. So with that out the way, we're going to get into today's episode. We're going to recap on week one of the NFL since week one was just this past weekend, and, you know, make early predictions of who can possibly be contenders and possibly, you know, division winners, go to the Super Bowl, who can make the playoffs, stuff like that. We're going to get into that. And then we're also going to get into week two, since week two starts tomorrow, Thursday Night Football. All right. So some of the games I'm going to recap. Thursday, the Bills and the Rams played in SoFi Stadium. As you guys know, the Rams, they beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl back in February. And they opened up the season playing the Bills. And I knew this was going to be a good game. I thought it was going to be a good game. Thought it was going to be a close competitive game. Both teams have solid offense and defense. But scored that game. The Bills won 31-10. Josh Allen threw for 297 yards. 3 TDs, 2 interceptions. Stephon Diggs had 8 receptions, 122 yards, a TD. Stafford threw for 240, 1 TD, 3 interceptions. And Cooper Kupp had 13 receptions, 128 yards, and 1 TD. So with this game was, like I said, the Bills came in. They were ready to play. I guess if you want to call it Super Bowl hangover for the Rams, I'm not trying to really give them that benefit of doubt, because, like I said, the season here is week one. You got to be ready to play. But then again, I also understand that the first few weeks are going to be rough, because preseason, the starters don't really play like that. You know, they probably play a few snaps here and there, but they mostly sit out. So, you know, they still, you know, a little rusty, stuff like that. So week one can be a little rough for some teams. But you have to, you know, first game home. You got to defend home turf, and you can't, you know, go out like that. But I was impressed by what I saw from the Bills. They're moving the ball. Josh Allen played a heck of a game. He threw 2 interceptions. The first one wasn't really his fault, but minus the turnovers, he played a clean game. And the Bills looked pretty impressive. The defense was really solid. They forced Matt Stafford to throw 3 turnovers, 3 interceptions. And Stephon Diggs, he had a good game. He had 8 receptions, 122 yards, 1 TD. He was running his routes, scoring, caught some passes on Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey had a rough night guarding Stephon Diggs, and just in general, he was targeted a few times, had a perfect pass rating on him, and lined up like 2 touchdowns. He had a bad night. But, you know, even the best corners, Jalen Ramsey, the best corner in the NFL, without a doubt. Like I say, even the best players at their position have rough days, rough games, and that was a rough game for him, but I expect him to bounce back. I expect the Rams to bounce back next week. Cooper Kupp does what Cooper Kupp does, 13 receptions, 120 yards in the TD. You know, Stafford's going to get him the ball, and he was kind of force feeding him. He's like the only person he's really throwing it to. But like I said, I like what I saw from the Bills. The Rams, they will definitely bounce back next week. The Bills can definitely make some noise in the AFC. But we will get to that. The early predictions and who's going to come out each conference. The next game I want to talk about, the Steelers and Bengals. That was a close, hard-fought game. Steelers won the overtime 23-20. Burrow threw for 338 yards, 2 TDs, 4 interceptions. Chase had 10 receptions, 129, and 1 TD. Watching that game, Burrow threw in like 3 picks in the first half. I think he like fumbled twice. He played horrible. But even with all that said, the Bengals still had a chance to win that game. They scored. He threw the touchdown to Chase with like 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And I'm thinking the game is over. They're going to go out, get the extra point, and that's going to be the game. But somehow, some way, Minkah Fitzpatrick blocked the extra point, which forced the overtime. And then overtime, both kickers were missing field goals. It was going, they both was missing. And then finally, the Steelers ended up winning that game. They won a very close, hard-fought game. Even with that being said, I expect Joe Burrow to bounce back. I don't expect him to throw that many turnovers or have a bad game like that again. He'll definitely bounce back. But you know, I got to give credit to the Steelers. They held it down, held their own, and they fought tooth and nail. T.J. Watt is hurt right now. He tore his pec muscle. He's gonna be out for a few weeks. As you saw, the report says he does a knee surgery, which he's lucky, so he's gonna be out for 6 weeks. Good game from the Steelers. Bengals, they'll definitely bounce back next week. A game that surprised me, honestly, was the Vikings game. Vikings beat the Packers 23-7. Kirk Cousins threw for 277, 2 TDs. Justin Jefferson had 9 receptions, 184 yards, and scored twice. Now, with this game, you know, division games are always tough, especially in the first week. They're always the toughest game, always the closest game. But I didn't expect the Vikings to really come out and really embarrass the Packers. Like I said, Kirk Cousins, he looked good. Justin Jefferson was doing his thing. He's one of my favorite receivers. I have him on my fantasy team, by the way. But he was very impressive in his first week. And honestly, he was showing up. Jaire Alexander, who was one of the better corners, top 5 corners in the league. He showed out. Aaron Rodgers didn't really play so well. He didn't have his top receiver, Alan Lazard. Aaron Jones didn't really do much. Only touchdown he scored was from a backup running back, A.J. Dillon. Packers are not looking the best right now. Like I said, Aaron Rodgers don't really have any weapons. He kind of needs more help. He needs more receivers. He didn't look his best. The Packers didn't look good overall. The Vikings really came out impressive. And I think that division is going to be very interesting to watch. The Monday night game. We're going to talk about that game. Seattle played Denver. As you know, Russell Wilson used to be with Seattle. And he played his former team first game, and they lost 17-16. And I'm going to talk about that game for a second because what caused them the game was they had 2 drives at the 1-yard line, at the goal line, and they fumbled twice. And as I was watching the game, I said, if they lose this game, that those 2 fumbles at the goal line is going to come back to bite them. And with the game on the line, minute and a half left, Denver's driving, they call a timeout. They could have ran a few more plays, got closer for McManus to kick a field goal, but they tried to kick a 64-yarder. They used bad clock management. I feel like at that situation, you have to let Russ be Russ and get you a few more plays, go up like 20 yards. You had 2 timeouts to win a game, and they end up missing a field goal. So, you know, I give credit to Seattle because Geno held his own for week 1. He played pretty well. I was kind of impressed by him making some throws and stuff like that and hitting his targets. But like I said, week one was pretty wild. Some teams I thought that were going to win kind of disappointed me. But, you know, like the Colts end up with a tie with the Texans. I didn't see that coming. The Falcons choke another lead to the Saints. I mean, that's not surprising. The Falcons are good for that and stuff like that. But like I said, week one was pretty wild from what I saw. And then I think this is going to be a very interesting season. You know, see what happens. You just got to stay tuned week to week and see what team's going to surprise you, what team's going to come up on top, what teams are going to disappoint you and stuff like that. Like I said, it's NFL, you can lose on any given Sunday if you don't come to play. You can lose to anybody. You can never underestimate your opponent. With that being said, got that out the way. I want to give my early predictions and division winners for each conference. So I'm going to start with division winners in each conference, the NFC and AFC. With the AFC North, you have the Bengals, Steelers, Browns, and Ravens. Honestly, I feel like the Bengals are the best team in that division, and I feel like they can win that division again, repeat. With the Ravens, I feel like the Ravens can have a solid year as long as everybody's healthy, or if their team is healthy for the most part, and Lamar does what Lamar is capable of doing. I feel like they can come in second. Steelers, it's going to be interesting to see how they play these next few weeks without, you know, their defense, to see how they play without their star, T.J. Watt. And their offense raises questions for me because Mitchell Trubisky isn't the best quarterback and their offense isn't really the greatest. So we'll see how they hold up the next few weeks. And then the Browns, I mean, I feel like the Browns can be all right. They can make a late push. Because Deshaun Watson is suspended for 11 games. And he come back week 13 against the Texans, which is very ironic. But I feel like if they can be at least 500 or a game above 500, they can make a late push. So I feel like that division is going to be real tight. So you might want to watch for that division and see what happens. But I have the Bengals winning the AFC North. The AFC South, you have the Colts, Texans, Jaguars. Colts and Jaguars. I'm missing Titans. I feel like the Colts are the best team on paper in that division. And I feel like they're going to win that division. I feel like they're slightly better than the Titans, even though they just had a tie. They didn't really play their best. They was down 23 at one point to the Texans, but they came back and ended up tying the game, forcing a tie. But I feel like the Colts, I feel like I trust Matt Ryan more than Ryan Tannehill, because I feel like you take away Derrick Henry and you made Tannehill throw the ball, he isn't the greatest. And I just feel like when it comes down to the division game, the Colts and Titans, I feel like the Colts are going to win. And I feel like they're going to beat the Titans too as well. AFC West, which is the best division in football. You have the Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, and the Broncos. I feel like the Chargers are going to win that division. It might sound surprising to you. But, yes, I understand. Mahomes looked great in his first week against the Cardinals. Threw 5 TDs. It's impressive. We all question what he's going to do about Tyreek Hill. But I feel like the Chargers have the best team in that division, the best roster in that division. They just had to put it all together. You know, they have talented. You have quarterback and Herbert. Have Eckler, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Jared Cook is a tight end, if I'm not mistaken. And their defense, Bosa, Khalil Mack, Derwin, J.C. Jackson. I feel like the Chargers are definitely going to they're gonna make some noise in the AFC West and even make some noise in the playoffs. So I have the Chargers winning that division. And then the AFC East, you have the Bills, Jets, Dolphins, and the Patriots. The Bills are definitely the best team in that division. They're definitely going to win that division again. And I feel like the Bills could possibly come out the AFC and go to the Super Bowl, make a deep playoff run, and possibly the first seed. But Miami is my sleeper team in the AFC. I feel like Miami is going to be really good this year. They have a solid roster. Solid offense. Their defense is pretty solid too. And they're definitely going to be second at division. And they're going to be a very sneaky team. Not a sneaky team, but a lot of people are going to sleep on Miami. They're definitely going to make the playoffs. And they can definitely win a game. And you know what I'm saying, make a possible run if they put that team, with that team together. So those are my division winners for the AFC. And I have the Bills coming out the AFC. The NFC North, you have the Packers, Vikings, Detroit, and Chicago. Now, at first, I thought the Packers are going to win the division. You know, interesting to see what Aaron Rodgers would do without Davante Adams as he's on the Raiders. But after seeing them play the Vikings week one, they didn't look so great. And the Vikings actually look pretty good. They got a new coach. And I think that coach is going to get the Vikings where they need to be. So at first I had the Packers, but I think I might lean towards the Vikings winning that division. And the Vikings are going to be my sleeper team in the NFC. I feel like the Vikings can definitely make the playoffs and win a game. Definitely beat a team in the NFC. So I feel like they're going to, that's a team to watch in the NFC. Like, you know, sleeper team to watch in the NFC, the Vikings. They can definitely make a little noise come playoff time. The NFC South, you have the Bucks, Saints, Carolina, and the Falcons. I feel like Brady is going to win division once again. But the Saints are not a team to be slept on. The Saints, pretty solid. You have Jameis, Kamara, one of the best backs in the league. Michael Thomas is back. He had a good week one, scored twice. Jarvis, Olives. Their defense is solid. Demario Davis, Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu, stuff like that. They're definitely going to be second, but, you know, question comes down to, can the Bucs beat the Saints, which they played this week? So we'll see what Brady do against the Saints. We have known that Brady has struggled the past 2 years. He's 0-4 against the Saints in the regular season, but he beat them in the playoffs like 2 years ago. But, you know, that's a game to watch come Sunday. Then you have the NFC West, Rams, Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks. I feel like the Rams are still going to win the division. Like I said, they had a bad week one, but I think they're definitely going to bounce back and they're going to find their groove as the season go on. The Niners can be solid, but, you know, you have Trey Lance, young quarterback. He's first year starting, so I have to watch his progression to see how he does during the year. And honestly, that team just needs to stay healthy. As you know, Elijah Mitchell is out for 2 months. Kittle, he's always hurt here and there. He picks up injuries here and there. So I feel like the Niners can stay healthy. They can be solid. Their defense is pretty good. And they have a solid offense. You know, Kyle Shanahan just got to put it together and see where it goes. Cardinals, they're a pretty good team as well. Like I said, DeAndre Hopkins is suspended, so they don't have him right now. Even though they got blown off the field week one against the Chiefs, I think they're going to be okay. Like I said, it's week one. There's no need to panic. Give teams a few weeks. I give teams about like week four to see where teams are really at. So, like I said, it wasn't the greatest start for everybody. So, fans out there, don't panic. It's only week one. There's still plenty of football left. The season is just getting underway. And then we have the NFC East, where we have the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. As you guys know, I am a Cowboys fan, and we played a horrible week one, the only team who didn't score a touchdown. And it was just not a good showing out for us. I had us win the division, you know, with our team, between us and the Eagles. But now with my quarterback being gone for a few weeks, O-lineman got hurt. Two receivers is down. And then we have our backup, Cooper Rush. I feel like we should go get Cam Newton, you know, sitting at home. He's better than what we have. I understand it's going to take him, you know, time to learn the playbook, learn plays, stuff like that. But I feel like we should go get him. But point of the matter is, I feel like with our situation, I feel like our season is not going to turn out well. to be honest, especially without Dak, because we usually don't play well without Dak, and Dak gave us our best chance to win games, division, stuff like that. So I kind of hate to admit it, but I think the Eagles are definitely going to take over the NFC East. Because I feel like they're right now they're the best team. Their offense is pretty. Jalen Hurts had a good week one, even though they put the Lions. AJ Brown had a showed out. Devontae Smith needs to step it up because he didn't do anything at all. No catches, no yards, anything like that. He was pretty much shut out. But I feel like the Eagles can, you know, put their defense and Jalen Hurts play as well as he did. The Eagles can definitely make some noise, and I feel like they're definitely the best team in the division now. Now that my team is pretty much hurt and banged up, and I don't have my quarterback. So those are my division winners for each NFC and AFC. Now, who I think can make the Super Bowl? I think the Bills have a real good chance to come out the AFC. I feel like they're the best team to come out the AFC. From offense to defense. But I feel like there's a few teams that can compete with them in the AFC. I feel like the Chargers can compete with them. The Bengals. Who else? AFC. Chargers, Bengals. Maybe. I think the Colts can compete with them as well. But I think overall, the Bills are one of the favorites to make the Super Bowl. And it's not, like I said, if they do go to Super Bowl, I won't be surprised. Like I said, with their roster, from you have Josh Allen, top five quarterback, Stephon Diggs, top five receiver, Von Miller, one of the best pass rushers, Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Tre'Davious White. Like they're good on both sides of the ball, and they're a team to watch throughout the season. So we'll see, but I think the Bills can definitely come out the AFC and go to Super Bowl. For the NFC, you can never really count Brady out. It's hard to bet against Brady. And like I said, the NFC has gotten a lot weaker since the offseason. People were going to the AFC. The AFC is kind of loaded this year, so the NFC is a little weaker. So I want to say come out the NFC, Bucks, Rams. Bucks or the Rams, really. I think those are the two best teams right now in the NFC that can possibly meet up with the Bills. I mean, unless the Saints finally get over the hump in the playoffs and get some wins and get an upset and get to the Super Bowl, those are probably the three teams I want to say in the NFC that can possibly go out and go to Super Bowl. So those are my predictions. You know, everybody has their different opinions and stuff like that. If you want to, if you have any predictions, if you want to, you know, let me know. You can hit me up with your predictions and stuff like that. But that's that. And now we're going to move on to week two. Week two starts tomorrow, which we have a great matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers. It's going to be, got a good quarterback showdown with Mahomes and Justin Herbert, two young quarterbacks in the same division. It's going to be a close, good game. My predictions, before I make my prediction, Keenan Allen, I don't think, is expected not to play. So the Chargers are going to be without their top receiver. But for my prediction, I kind of want the Chargers to win. But then again, I won't be surprised if the Chiefs win, come out and pull out the win. But I'm kind of rooting for Herbert to beat Mahomes, Justin Herbert to beat Mahomes. But like I said, I feel like it's going to be a good game. You know, both teams are good on offense. The Chargers do have a better defense than the Chiefs. So we'll see how the Chiefs, Chargers defense match up with the Chiefs offense. And, you know, just watch the year goes on as we see how Mahomes do without Tyreek Hill. As you guys know, he was traded to the Miami Dolphins. And I'll see what the Chiefs offense do with Hilaire and Juju and Scanlon, Kelsey, and Cole Harmon, DeMarcus Robinson, and stuff like that. And so that's going to be a good game to watch for sure. And, week two kicks off tomorrow with that. And then we have some games for week two on Sunday and Monday, which we will make predictions for this weekend. So that's pretty much it. That wraps up for this episode. First episode back in a while. Feels good to be back. I will definitely be making more episodes as the NFL season is here. College football is here. If you guys follow college football, can also talk about that. And, NBA start next month and college basketball starting soon. So I would definitely be talking about these different sports as the year go along. Like I said, it's the best time of the year when you got the sports going and you can talk about it and make your predictions and stuff like that. That's pretty much this for this episode. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This episode will be out. I will make more episodes, try to be more consistent. With this, with my time and schedule and stuff like that, I will try to get you guys episodes and even try to, if you have thoughts, comments, stuff like that, or you want to get an episode, stuff like that, tell a friend and tell a friend to tune into my podcast, support, listen, and give feedback and stuff like that. Like I said, I look forward to making more episodes and speaking my mind about these different sports and picking your guys' brains with this. So, before I head out, though, I want to know, for all my football fans out there, what's your early predictions? Who you think are going to make the Super Bowl? Who's going to be contenders? Who's going to make the playoffs? Who's going to win MVP? What teams are going to have the best year? Who you think will have the number one seed? Stuff like that. That's, like I said, this is a long season. Plenty of football to watch. Thank you guys. I'm your host, Tyler Brown, Sports Guru Podcast. And this was, like I said, this will be on all streams, Spotify, Anchor, and all the different platforms that do podcasts. So be sure to tune in, support. And you can follow me on social media or on Instagram at Ty Boogie the Plug. If you if you want to get on the episode, if you want to let me know, you can set something up. If you have a certain topic you want to talk about, you can hit me up on Instagram at Ty Boogie the Plug. Or if you have my number, you can text me there. So yeah, thank you guys for your time. Thank you for taking time to listen. I appreciate you guys, and I'm out until next time. All right, peace.